Cuba is in a period of official mourning after Friday's death of the country's former president, Fidel Castro. WBUR's Simone Rios set out to speak to prominent Cubans in the Boston area and found that many are neither celebrating nor mourning Castro's death.
My name is Arturo Sandoval, and I was born in Artemisa, which is a little village of the countryside of Cuba.
Arturo Sandoval is a protege of the great trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie and one of the most prominent defectors from Fidel Castro's Cuba. He was in town this weekend at Scholars Jazz Club, and he was in the middle of a set when Raul Castro announced his brother Fidel had died.
I didn't find out until almost midnight when I get to the room and I turn on my phone. I got so many messages from friends and relatives. And as I say, man, it's a mixed feeling because I think that nobody should get happy or celebrate the death of any human. But in this case, it means a lot more than a person who died. It's a philosophy.
Like many Cuban exiles living in the United States, Sandoval's story is deeply personal. In 1990, he escaped Cuba while touring Europe. His next order of business was to send for his parents.
They got their passport in order. Everything was ready. I sent the plane tickets. Everything was good to go. And the day before, they called them to immigration office there. And they took the passports and the plane tickets, and they turned down and dropped it in the garbage can right in front of them. And they told them, forget about it. I got order from Fidel Castro in person to tell you that you're never going to be able to leave the country. Forget about to see your son.
Both in their 70s, Sandoval's parents jumped onto a raft with 10 other people bound for Florida. He says they were among the oldest people he knows of ever to make the trip by raft. Sandoval's story is not unusual among Cuban Americans, but among some Boston area Cubans, the stories of suffering under Fidel Castro are more distant. Isaac Bornstein left Cuba as a boy in 1960, the year after Castro swept into Havana with his rebel army. 56 years later, and the supreme commander is dead.
I feel sad. I feel like for those of us who are old enough to both have understood the importance of history and live through history, see one of the real important figures of history lose his life. Somebody who, for me, the biggest sadness is, who's going to speak for the poor in the developing world?
Borenstein spent 16 years on the bench as a superior court judge in Massachusetts and now teaches at Suffolk Law School. He leads a trip of students to a law school in Cuba, where they study things like inheritance law in a socialist legal system. He says he'd like to see Cuba preserve the benefits of the Castro Revolution, such as the elimination of illiteracy and health care for all Cubans, while opening the doors to democracy and a mixed economy.
Let's make sure we guarantee people the basic way of life economically. And let's also have more openness, access to the internet, newspaper, publications, maybe more democratic electoral processes.
The death of Fidel Castro resonates far beyond the borders of Cuba.
If we were meeting not in Boston, Massachusetts, but in Johannesburg, South Africa, many would remember him as the only political leader willing to deploy troops to stop a South African apartheid regime invasion of Angola.
Jorge Dominguez teaches Latin American studies at Harvard. He also left Cuba as a child.
If we were speaking not in Massachusetts but in Haiti, there are a great many people in Haiti of all sorts, but certainly many poor people, who have been attended to by Cuban healthcare personnel.
Dominguez says Castro's good works deserve praise, but he's not blind to the charges against the former Cuban leader, that he was a dictator who jailed thousands of political prisoners. What Dominguez is certain about is the world has lost a highly complex figure, the likes of which history does not often see.
Ultimately, probably what I miss the most about him is all of the intrinsic complexity. Most political figures are not that complex, are just not that interesting. And he was.
Fidel Castro prophesied early in his career that history would absolve him. Cuban immigrant Miren Uriarte agrees.
I think it will. Given the importance in today's world of inequality between the poor and the rich, Cuba hit that straight on. And I think that's what he will be remembered for.
Uriarte is a Boston School Committee member and professor emeritus of sociology at UMass Boston. She came to the U.S. from Cuba as a young girl and has spent decades trying to help normalize relations between the U.S. and Cuba. Uriarte says she understands why people hurt by the revolution despise Castro, but she can also see why others revere him.
This is not about black and white. Revolutions are not about black and white. There's all kinds of tones of gray.
Asked whether she considers herself pro-Fidel, Uriarte laughs and says she's pro-Cuba. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.